before we start the shiur. Tomorrow I have to leave early, so maybe instead of the regular time, I'll have to give the shiur at 10:30 in the morning. Not too early. Okay, everyone will be awake by then. Okay. Let's see, yesterday we learned the Gemara, this story was about Tanoim. And you, Dalan, and Aleph on the bottom. Abacha, Rab Yoshia, and the other two, Rab Distoy, Rab Yana, Rab Yosi, Rab Kippur. All these people are Tanoim. So the Tana, Abacha, Rab Yoshia, heard that the other two Tanoim are going to, where were they going? To Nardor. They were going to Babel, to Nardor. So he asked if they could pick up his Becher for him. So they picked up the Becher, and then the ones who gave him the Becher said, we don't want to be held responsible anymore. This was a pikud. So they said, we don't want to be achroim any longer for the pikud. So they wanted to make a kabbalas kinyan with the two shluchim that they should be responsible. They should be responsible for the pikud. So they said, so one of them said, I don't. One of them said, I'll give it back to you. And the other one said, I don't accept the responsibility. I'm not allowed to give it back. That's the halacha. Before quoted at the Sefer, the din is like Rav. That the shliach who takes it is not mechuyev to accept the responsibility. And nonetheless, halach kischidami by pikadim by halvois halach kischidami and the shomrim who gave the pikadim away to the shluchim cannot insist that they want it back. So they started to beat up the Tana who refused to give it back. And they said to the other Tana, look what a miserable guy he is. He's not giving you, you're a nice guy, you said you'll give it back right away. He refuses to give it back. So he said, so beat him up some more. He deserves it, beat him up some more. And finally, so they survived, and they brought back the Becher to the Rabbacha Rav Yoshe. So the one Tana is complaining about the other one. Look, he gave me such a hard time. He told me that they should beat me up. What did he do? So he said it was Bikoch Nefesh. Okay. So I mentioned yesterday the Shittim Kupetzis and Subis in the second parish. Quotes are Brisa. We don't have this Brisa anymore. Quotes are Brisa, but there's a Machlekes Satanaim. But the Bikoch Nefesh is only Deichet Bin Adam Lamakam, so it's even Deichet Bin Adam Mahaber. And we pass on Aloha that it's even Deichet Bin Adam Mahaber. It's in the context of the Gemara. The Gemara has such a havmina that it's machlekes hatanoim, where Meir and the Chachamim, whether Edim are permitted to sign falsely. Someone comes with a shtar havoa that says that someone owes him $1 million. I don't know that he owes him $1 million. I don't know that it's true. So he tells me he wants me to sign on the bottom. So I say, I don't know if it's true. So he holds up a gun and he threatens to kill me unless I sign it. So do you say, Yehar Valyavar, that I have to give up my life and not sign Eid Sheker? But he say, no, because nefesh is derech hakolat arkun, so it's derech eid sheker. So I'll sign and I'll save my life. So the Gemara present, the Gemara had a havamina that that's a machlik satan, right? Then the Gemara backs up, that it cannot be. Anus in machmas nefashis, for sure he's allowed to sign eid sheker. Anus in machmas mamin, if they offer me money, if they bribe me to sign eid sheker, then I know that someone owes $1 million, that I'm not allowed to sign for money. That's Eid Sheker, but I'm losing Machmas the Foshes to save my life. I am allowed to sign. So there, the Shittim Kvet and quotes the Machlekes Hashem. Fine. Yeah, what? That's one half of the story here. Yeah, what would the din taka be? Let's say he never gets back his becher. Abacha Braboshia. Let's say they both realize that there's a Sakonis Nefoshes, and they both say, okay, here's back the becher. Shain. And then Abacha Braboshia never gets back the becher. So should I say that since Heilach is Kishidami by Pikodin and by Halvoa, that's the assumption over here on Omer Aleph, Heilach is, that's the Rab, Shmuel, and the Tosefta that they quoted, Tani Kavosa, the Rab, Heilach Kishid by Pikodin, by Halvoa. So the two Shluchim, the two Tanaim who were going back to Eretz Yisrael from Nardor, they took back this silver becher, and they weren't supposed to surrender it back to the Shem. So if they gave it back, that's a Shia. So if ultimately the Tana Rabbacha B'Yaboshia gets his becher in the end, okay, so they'll pashe and nothing terrible happens. What happens if he never gets back his becher? So would they be chayiv to pay or not? What's the thing, let's say, Bikoch Nefesh, in a situation I made a Hezek Machmas Bikoch Nefesh, so Bikoch Nefesh is Derech HaKalat Arkul, it's Mata Bin Adam Machaber is also, fine. So does the din say that I don't have to pay? Or do you say, no, koach nefesh is mata de aveira. But it does mean that you don't have to pay. So there is a Gemara, the Rambam, in the end of Hilchas Chayvul Amazik, quotes a Gemara from the end of Bava Kamma. We may have spoken about it this year. The Gemara talks about a boat that was about to sink. They loaded up the boat with luggage. Then all the people came on the boat. And then the boat is floating on the river. And all of a sudden they realize after a while that the boat is going to sink, that the luggage is too heavy. So rather than throw people off of the boat, so first they start throwing off luggage. Then they throw off all the luggage, not enough, so they start throwing off behemoths. They finally throw off enough behemoths so the boat was no longer so heavy. So it didn't sink. So the question is, the ones who threw off the behemoths and the ones who threw off the luggage are outright Adam HaMazik. They threw it into the river that everything should drown there. Adam HaMazik, but it was Beheta Gomer, it was Pikoch Nefesh, is Mata, the Isra of Adam HaMazik over here. So it means that there's no Avera, but you still have to pay. Or it means not, because Nefesh means since there's no Avera of Mazik, so you don't have to pay. So that's the last Rambam in Hilchas Chayvul HaMazik quotes that Gemara. So the Rambam has a whole new twist over here. The Rambam says, whoever throws off the stuff into the river, Sfinu Shechashvele Hishaver, Mikovet Hamasu, Yom Erecha Mehem. One of the passengers on the boat gets up and he saves the day. The Hekel Mimaso, Hishlech Bayam, and he throws all the luggage, he throws the payments into the yam. He writes Patur, why? Shahamaso Shebo Kemoreide Fachrim Lahorgam, or Mitzvah Rabba Oso Shehishlech Bahoshiyam. He says that the Koibet Hamaso, the Hamor that he threw into the river that drowned, or the luggage that he threw in, has a status of a Raidev. So the Raidev, and the Raidev is a mitzvah lahatzila benafsho. Just like if you kill the Raidev, you're not chayv misa. If you're mazik the Raidev, you're not chayv koivet. So if the Raidev is an inanimate object and you mazik it, so you're pater from pain. So the Raidev makes fun of the Rambam. Amar Avram inkan la melech v'lo tavlin. It's missing salt and pepper. It doesn't make any sense. She inkan the Raidev kvav osfar Raidev. Raidef is, let's say, Raidef is Shevi Altasa. The people put on all the luggage, then all the passengers got on. Now you see that the boat is going to sink because it's too heavy. But that's a Raidef is Shevi Altasa. The luggage and the behemoths are not doing a Redeemer Bekumbi Aset. That's a passive Redeemer. That's the Rambam. On the very next page, the Rambam writes the same thing by Mubaris. The Rambam, the very next page is Hilchas Ratzeach Hashmeres Nefesh Perak Aleph Halacha Tes. So the Rambam writes that there's a din harayet v'achta chaver lohagetz nitan latzila benafshoy. So the Rambam gives an example, the picha harayet hafamim, because there is a din of raidev, so the Mishnah paskins, isha muberish ihim ikasha leil, muta lachta chubba b'meyeho b'im b'sam b'im b'yad v'nei shuita raidev achareho lohargo. You're allowed to kill the uber if the mother's life is in danger, because the uber has the status of a raidev. If it's ready hotzi rosho, then it's not a roider. And if it's low hotzi rosho, then it is a roider. So that's the hapella. How can it be? Either it is a roider or it's not a roider. So the Rambam apparently distinguishes between a yalud, a person who's born already, a person who's hotzi rosho is yalud already, is only called a roider if he does redeef of the kumbi aseh. A person is, even if it's b'sheikik, let's say a person is shooting a gun, a child is shooting a gun, and he doesn't realize that he's killing people. And he's going to kill more people if you just leave him alone. So am I allowed to shoot him in order to save the life of the nirdof? So that's a raid of b'sheikik. He doesn't even realize that he's doing a defense. But at least they're doing something b'kumbi aseh. At least it's b'kumbi aseh over there. So there's what to discuss. But it hasn't been a raid. But over here, the Uber is not m'sheib al-tasin. The Uber has no b'chira chavshis. The Uber is there's some kind of a complication in the pregnancy, and because of the Uber, the mother's life is in danger. So the Rambam says that's totally Shevi Altasa. The Uber is totally Shevi Altasa, like the luggage over here. So that's where Abisa Zalman quotes in the name Rab Chaim in the Sefer Neven Oz. He quotes the name Rab Chaim to explain the Rambam by the Isha Muberes, based on this Rambam by the Sfinu Shechash for the Hishaver Matnas Kovet Hamasu. That the Rambam thinks that by inanimate objects or by a person who wasn't born yet, an Uber who is not yet a Yalud, that he has a din of Raidef, even if it's totally Shevi Altasa. Just he is causing some, he is responsible for someone else's death, not the Kumbi Aseh, just totally passively. So the Rambam has such a sheet. That's a din of Raidef. The Raidef makes fun of it, ain't come like Malach Alei Tavlin. So the shaila is, according to the Raivid, would you have to pay? So there's an earlier Rambam and a Raivid, in the same Perek, Perek Ches, and Chavel Mazik, Alach HaDalit. The Rambam has a case, I'm a shomer on someone else's money. I'm not a shomer on someone else's money. The king comes, and he wants to become enriched. So he comes with a gun, and he says he's going to kill me unless I tell him who is the wealthiest Jew in town. So I tell him, so if I tell the king has no right to steal money from the wealthy people. So the king sends a messenger to me, and he wants me to tell him who's the wealthy. Everybody dresses the same. On the weekdays they dress weekdays, Shabbos they dress Shabbos. You can't tell by looking at the people who's wealthy. So they ask me who's the wealthy. So I say, this guy, he has millions of dollars stuffed in his mattress. Go to his home, you find all the money. So they go to his home and they walk off with the mattress, they take all the millions of dollars. So the king is the ganav. I didn't steal. But that's the a muscle is chai medina de garmi. Since I indirectly am responsible for the ganeva, if not for me, the king wouldn't take everybody's mattress. He wouldn't know where to find all the money. So I'm indirectly chai. So a muscle is chai to pay me tam dina de garmi. So garmi, let's say they threaten to kill me unless I tell them. So garmi machmas pachad misa, so I understand you're not chai. What if the king holds a gun to my head and he threatens to kill me unless I steal the money from the other person and I hand it over to him? Nasam nasam biyad. So the Rambam paskas like the Rif. Nasam amun chaver biyado. It's not just dina digami. It's gazlan biyadaim. Nasam amun chaver biyado. And the son of the anas chayv the shalom mikol makom. Afal pishamelach anasa lahavi. Even though his mamish is sakonis nefashis. Pikuach nefesh is doichad aveira, so there's no aveira about a mamazik, but pikuach nefesh doesn't pater me from pay. And the Raivid disagrees. Om Avram, the Raivid says, I know where he got it from the Rif. Gam bazel da al derech harav hu hoile. The Rambam is following the sheet of the Rif. Ein ha-goin modelo, but Rav Haigoin doesn't agree. The chein adin, he says, Rav Haigoin is right against the Rambam and the Rif. Shein lucha dobo, sha'imit bifnei pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is derech kolat tarkula. The Rambam also agrees pikuach nefesh derech kolat tarkula. He says that it's mutter, but he says just because there's not there, it doesn't necessarily follow that you're not chayv to pay. In order to be chayv mitam arav mazik, you don't have to necessarily have violated an avera. The Rabbi writes a lashon umiayin mischayv lashon yomis bishol mamach avera. Why should you say that I'm mechayv to give up my life in order not to be mazik the other person? The Rambam didn't say that you're mechayv to give up your life. The Rambam agrees to what we said on this gemara. That's elementary. That pikuach nefesh is deich even bin adam lachaver, it's not only bin adam lamokas. But the Rambam holds that pikuach nefesh is deich of the iser, but pikuach nefesh is not a cause to pater from tashlumen. And the Rambam holds that it is. If it was behet the gomer, if the person was mazik, behet the gomer, then there's no chayv to pay. Yeah, in our gemara, what would the din be in our gemara? Let's say if we went to the shop. This Rabbacha Rabbi Yoshi the Tana, he bought a becher, and he didn't pay. And they were going to inscribe it by mitzvah prison. Whatever. They're going to inscribe it, and he lives in Eretz Yisrael. So he sent the other two times going anyway to Nardor. So he said, when you come back from Nardor, bring it back to Eretz Yisrael. So they pick up the becher. So what's their status? They have the din of a shomer, and then the storekeepers threaten to kill him unless they surrender it. So one of them realized, hey, they can really kill me. And the end of the story was that they succeeded in bringing back the becher, and no one got killed. So it was only a suffix pikuach nefesh. It wasn't really pikuach nefesh. No one died over here. They both survived. But nonetheless, what would be the din over here if they would both be afraid and they would return back the becher to the shopkeeper, and Rabbacha Rabboshi never gets his becher. So when they got the becher, they have a din of a shomer. When they surrender it, so would you say that they're chayiv to pay? They're not, though. Is that gazlan? Is that posheya? What is it? When they take the becher, what are they? Shemechinam. They're not a shemesach. They're not being salaried to bring it back. They have a status of a shemechinam, like a shemeraveda. Whoever is holding out to someone else's property, and the other person is unable to guard it, so it's self-understood that he has the status of a shemeraveda. It's at least a shemechinam. At least a shemechinam, yeah. So shemechinam is chayiv on pshia. So would this be considered a pshia? Or would you consider this an oinus? Since they did it in Mifachad Misa, this is considered oinus. Yeah?
But didn't there Gemara about a comment of Samach, which says you do have to pay? I mean, Rashi wants to say in the Gemara you're going to have to give up your life. But But Tosa said you don't have to give up your life, you still have to pay.
Right.
So what does the Rabbi do with that
Gemara? Right, so the Rabbi tells you to look in his Chibur on Baba Kama. He says he has a long arichas to explain all the Gemaras. That's a good kasha. The Gemara the Befer says you have to pay. Yeah, so the Rabbi says, the Rabbi explains that it's a difference. The Gemara there has that in the days of David HaMelech, the Palestinians were making trouble. Different Palestinians. The Philistines were making trouble. So David HaMelech knew exactly where they were hiding. So he wanted to make a fire and burn the whole field and burn out all the Palestinians. And they'll surrender, good, okay, so we'll put them in prison. We'll shoot them, whatever we do. So the Shaila was, but it wasn't his field. The field belonged to someone else. So is it Muta Lahazik Mamun Chaveiro for the sake of Pekuach Nefesh? So the Gemara says he asked the Shaila, and the answer was given, Osa Lahatzlat Mamun Chaveiro, you're not allowed. So he says, the Rashi says, it's Osa, you're not allowed to. So that's very difficult. That's when the Mishlam Melech quotes this Shita Mekubetzes, it quotes this Xaviyad of this Machlokes Satanoim. Yeah, but even according to that Shita Mekubetzes, but the Psak HaMekubel is that it is Muta. So that's a difficult Rashi. So Tesis and the Rosh, Lam Shad, that's why it's called in Shulchan Aruch. Also, Lahas Las Mamma Chaver doesn't mean that it's an Aver. No, because Nefesh is Doicha Disa Mazik, but the answer was given that you have to pay. Okay. So I come over here, the Rabbi says you don't have to pay. So the Rabbi distinguishes. Here the Rabbi distinguishes and he says, Kvar Hechavnu Hadvarim, the Perish Baba Kama. He wrote a Sefer on Baba Kama. So he makes the distinction there, Barich is what he writes over here. He says here, David HaMelech had an einfall, had to catch all of these plishtim. They were all hiding in a certain area, so he's going to make a big fire around them and he's going to burn them out. So they'll surrender. Either they'll burn to death or they'll surrender. Give my prayer if they surrender, okay? And they'll put them in prison. So it's not that the plishtim held a gun to David HaMelech and said, see, over here, the king holds a gun to my head and he says, you take the money from his mattress and give it to me or I shoot you. So since here, yichto b'feirish, bob yichto lo b'feirish, that's what the Rabbi writes. If the Melech singled this out specifically, so the action that I did was exactly what the Anos told me to do. He said, either you give me the money from his mattress or I shoot you. So I did exactly what he told me to do. So he says that then, because nefesh is not only mata the isa mazik, I'm not mechuyif to pay it all. But over here by David HaMelech, this was David HaMelech's einfall. It's not that the plishtim were holding a gun to David HaMelech's head and saying, we're going to shoot you unless you burn us out. No, this was his idea, how to save all the Jews. So since this was his Bechira Chavshis, David HaMelech was the one who decided to burn them out, so then, Yimachuyif, why should it make a difference? So that's what the Rabbi works on in his Pirush on Baba Kama. The end of Baba Kama, he tries to explain it. But yes, your kasha. Exactly. The Rabbi asks your kasha. And he gives a distinction, but he tries to explain why it makes a difference.
Well, where is this Rambam from?
This is the last perek in Choybel Amazik. This one, the Anos, the difference by the Nosam and Nosam Biyadu, Jos Gami, that's in the Rambam. The Rambam is quoting the Rif, Perek Ches, Choybel Amazik, Halacha Dalit. And then Svina Shechoshvel Hishover, Machmas Choybel Hamasri, is the last Halacha in Perek Ches, Choybel Amazik, Halacha Tezlov. That the Rambam writes that that's a different din, that's a din of Reidah. And the Rabbi makes fun of the Rambam and says, what kind of Reidah? Ain't kind of Melech Olei Tavlin, doesn't it? Ain't kind of Reidah Klav? What kind of Reidah? There's no Redifa at all over here. It's completely passive. And the Rambam Lishitasa holds that by inanimate objects and by Uber, who's not born yet, it has a din of Reidah, even though there's absolutely no Redifa B'kum Liyaseh. That's the Rambam. The next page in Perek Aleph and Ritzeh Hashmiras Nevesh Halacha Tes. That it's permissible and obligatory to kill the Uber in order to save the life of the mother. If that's the situation, if the mother's life is in danger because of the pregnancy, so the Rambam says because of the din of Reuters. And the Rabbi who made fun of that Rambam would probably disagree with this Rambam also. Most of the Rishonim disagree with this Rambam by the din of Reuters. Most of the Rishonim hold out the Uber is never a Reuters. The Gemara says it's not a Reuters. Mishamayhu the Karat Filo. It's totally passive. Yeah. So in our Gemara though, let's see again, in our Gemara though,
what's the story that the Rabbi gives over there?
Don't remember. Should have looked it up. Don't remember. He distinguishes that in one case yichtolob the favor, in the other case not. But still, what's the difference? So one is oinus and one is pikuach nefesh, I think. Ozanis Rahmana Patre Patas from Tashlumin also. But Bikoch Nefesh doesn't Patah from Tashlumin. So if he's not Miyached, by Dovid HaMelech, the Plishtim didn't hold the gun to Dovid and say, we're going to kill you unless you burn us out. But that was his Einfass. He decided to do like that. See, this is a distinction. This is a distinction that the Rambam writes in Yisrael HaTorah, right? The Rambam writes in Ilchus Yisrael HaTorah, let's say someone holds a gun to my head and they threaten they're going to kill me unless I worship Avod Zarah. So the din is Yehareg Val Yaver. What if I didn't follow the din? What if I violated the Avod Zarah? So the Rambam says, you don't give the death penalty to the person because Einus Rachmana Patri. Since they held, and he says, there's a pasuk. Even though there's no heta pikach nefesh, but there is a ptura of Einus Rachmana Patri. And he quotes the pasuk by Moilach, and the Rambam says that Moilach is a form of Avod Zarah. Moilach is, that's a question, but that's what the Rambam writes. It's a question in the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Rambam passes Moilach lab Avod Zarah, and here the Rambam writes Moilach is Avod Zarah. So that's a major question. But the Rambam writes that Moloch is a form of Avod Zarah. Nonetheless, the Pasuk says that one who worships the Moloch, Nosati is punished by Nefesh Ahi. So the Sifru Darshan, Nefesh Ahi Veloba Onus. If the fellow is an Onus, then he's not Chaimus. So the Rambam says that if a person worships Avod Zarah, Machmas Pikuach Nefesh, so you don't punish him. And then the Rambam writes, however, then the Rambam writes another halacha. Yeah. And the Rambam writes another halacha. What if a person is very sick, and in order to save his life, he has to eat on Yom Kippur? So he says, he tell him he has to eat. So pikuach nefesh is about Yom Kippur. All the sick people eat on Yom Kippur. What if the person is sick and he has to eat chametz b'pesach in order to save his life? He doesn't eat the chametz, he's going to die. What if a person is sick and the only cure is that he has to eat nevela? He has to eat basar b'chalav. So pikuach nefesh is deicha. So the din is bakom misrapid. Because just like pikuach nefesh is deicha, if they hold a gun to my head and they threaten to kill me unless I do the avera, so too if I'm a chayla, this is the Rambam Perkei, he said that Torah lachavav. So the Rambam writes ki'inyin she'omru ba'onsin, kach omru b'chaloyim. Just like the din is, if someone holds a gun to my head, that if it's avod zarah gila raisa shvichas dami, not allowed to violate it. But if it's Shabbos and kashrus and other averas, then pikuach nefesh is doicha. So the Rambam says, just like the din by onsin, where they threaten to kill me, kach omru b'chaloyim. If a person is sick, that by all the other averas, pikuach nefesh is doicha the iser. Ketzad mishacholu v'not alomus. A person is deathly sick. V'yomar harofim sherufuasa b'dover ploini me'isurim shabatoira. Oisim u'misrapim b'cholu isurim shabatoira b'makum sakana. Except if it's avod zarah gila raisa shvichas damim shefilu b'makum sakana e'misrapim mehem. Then the Rambam adds on v'mava v'nisrape. What if the person went ahead and he violated the din? So the Rambam writes onshim osa bezdin onish haro ilo. So this is the question, how do you translate that phrase? If in order to save my life, I was balei shesish. That's the only way to save my life. I was balei shesish, and I became friendly with the woman, and I convinced her they shouldn't kill me. So the Rambam says that's an avera. The din should have been yehareg val yaver. The mava v'nisrape. If it did save his life, onsha mosa bezna onisha roilo. So it's a question, how do you translate that expression? So some achrayim interpret that it means he deserves a punishment, so we're going to punish him. We're going to put him in a chayram. We're going to slap him. We're going to put him in prison for a week. Whatever. We'll expel him from the school. Whatever onisha roilo, whatever we feel he deserves. And others say no. Einish Arayla means we'll give him the death penalty. He's Baal Eishish, we'll give him Einish Misa. He's Baal Achosa, we give him Malkus. Whatever the Einish that it says, Chumash, that's what we're going to give him. So if he said Einish Arayla means the Bezin should give him some punishment, okay, so there's no problem. But if you say Einish Arayla means literally, you give him Misa, you give him Malkus, so that's a problem. How does that correspond with the other Rambam in the same pair? But the Rambam says that if they hold up a gun to my head and they threaten to kill me unless I violate Avod Zarah, so I shouldn't have violated Avod Zarah. But if I did, then the Rambam said that L'maisa am Pater. Not all the Rishonim agree with the Rambam, because Mishnah quotes the Ramach, disagrees with the Rambam. The Kedusha Aran on Sanhedrin also quotes Rishonim, but disagree with the Rambam. The Rabbit does not disagree. The Rabbit lets the Rambam go on that issue. But that's the kasha that they asked, is a steer in the Rambam. How come the Rambam says that by Choloim, if the person is sick, and the only way for him to save his life is by violating Avodah Zarah Gila Rasa Shvichas Dam, and he goes ahead and he saves his life, and he shouldn't have done it. He goes and he saves his life. So he says, we do punish Amonish, a royal, we give him the regular Einish, the Misa, the Malkus, and if they held the gun to my head, then the Rambam says, you don't give me the punishment. So the Achrayim explain, apparently the Rambam distinguishes between Pikuach Nefesh as opposed to Oynes. Oynes is if someone holds a gun to my head and they threaten to kill me, thus I do this particular Pa'ulah. So that's called Oynes Rachmana Patrei. So Oynes Rachmana Patrei even patters me from the Oynes, even in a situation where it wasn't Mutter, even where the din really should have been that Pikuach Nefesh is not Mutter. Pikuach Nefesh is not Mutter, but the Zor Gila Rashi Shvich has done it. And nonetheless, Oynes Rachmana Patrei patters from the Oynes. Masheni Kain, if I'm sick and the only way for me to save my life is by violating of the Zor Gila Rasa Shulchan Zaman, that's not called Oynes. There's no Anas over there. Oynes Rachmana Patrei is only if there's an Anas. Someone's holding a gun to my head and threatening to kill me unless I do a specific Pula. That's not Oynes. That's Pikuach Nefesh. So the din is Pikuach Nefesh is not Doich Avodah Zarah Gila Rasa Shulchan Zaman. So the Rambam apparently distinguishes. So the Rabbit also distinguishes along the same lines. That's not along the same lines. The Rabbit says, when you get the Orama Mazik, if an Orama Mazik, a person is Mazik for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh, the Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha de Iser, but Pikuach Nefesh is not a cause to Pata from paying a money. But if it's a case of Oynes, Oynes means he holds a gun to my head and he says, you give me the other guy's money or I'm going to shoot you. So then I go ahead and I do it. So that's, there was an Anas over there. So Oynes Rachmana Patrei Patas from Tashlum and Mammon also.
What about the Gemara that says if a person is a near death, he's running away to save his life?
Yeah.
So they made a special takana for the, if he breaks the kelim, they should be father, shaloi yogi, father, but if not, for the special takana, you would have to pay. So is that an example of an omes? Isn't that a case of an omes? Where he's breaking the kelim because he's running away, he's, you know, he trips over a kelim, certainly an omes.
I mean, my life is in danger, and the only way for me to save my life is I have to run this way. Mm-hmm. To run that way, I have to break a window. I have to smash into his car and so on. Yeah. So that's not called Oynes. That's called Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, turns out I didn't do an Aveira, but that doesn't part to me from paying. Oynes is if someone holds a gun to my head and they say, I shoot you unless you smash the window. Yeah, they're not doing that. The Nazis are out to kill me. So the only way for me to save my life is by stealing someone's car and smashing through a window and doing wild things. So that's Pikuach Nefesh. It's not called Oynes. Oynes is when there's an Anos, it's Ma'anos made to do this particular activity. That's what the Rambam and the Rabbi distinguish. Exactly what you said. The Rambam and the Rabbi distinguish between Oynes and Pikuach Nefesh. So getting back over here, let's say the two Tanoim picked up the silver becher from Nador. They're about to leave. And then these gangsters threaten, they're going to kill him. So if they were both, the end of the story was that one of them was Afruma and Elecha, and he said he's not going to give it back, and he wasn't afraid, and he succeeded in taking the Becha back to Eretz Yisrael, and no one got killed over here. But Rabbah Rabbi Yoshia said that if he would have been there, he would have surrendered it back to the shopkeeper. So the Shaila is, and what if Rabbah Rabbi Yoshia would never, he would never get his Becha? He paid for the Becha and never gets it. And they were really shomrim. When they take it, they're like at least the Shamachina, maybe a Shamasochar. Would they be chayiv or not? Would you say over here, fine, mitam pikuach nefesh, they're allowed to be mazik, mitam pikuach nefesh, they're allowed to surrender the they're allowed to be poshea in the shmiras hapikot, and then return it back to the gangsters, to the murderers, that they shouldn't kill them. But would you say that they would be chayiv in such a case or not? Because this is, or you say, no, this is oynes. Only a shoyel is chai b'yonsim. The shamachinim and the shamasocha. Over here, the maximum they can be is either shamachinim or shamasocha. Probably a shamachinim. By shamer aveda is a machlekes. Rabbi Yosef, whether shamer aveda is a shamachinim or a shamasocha. Pashtis is a shamer aveda. Shouldn't it be a shamer at all? Well, he never agreed to accept the shmira. So that's a zeris hakosuv, that you're mechuyev to pick up the aveda, you're mechuyev to watch it. Hoyimcha, adrosh achicha, you're mechuyev to hold on to it. So the Torah declares I become a shamer. So the Pasha says, I became a Shemah Bal Korchi, but how can I become a Shemah Soch? I'm not paid any salary. So the Gemara gives two reasons in Perak HaKoinis. The Gemara gives two svaris. Why Rav Yosef holds that the Shemah Aveda becomes a Shemah Soch? Here the Pasha says that these two people who picked up the Bech on behalf of Abacha Barab Oshia, Pasha says that they would probably only become a Shemah Chinam. They wouldn't become a Shemah Soch. Shemah Chinam is only Chayv if he does Pshia. So would you say, we threatened to kill you, so give us back the Becha, so they give it back. That's an outright act of Pshia. They gave the Becha back to the gangsters. These guys are obviously gangsters. True. Because Nefesh allows you to be Poshea in the sphere of the Pikadon, but bottom line, you are Poshea, so you have to pay. You have to pay. Or would you say, no, that this is called Einus. Only a Shoel is Chai Bion. Since he's only a Shamachinim, he's not. So that's what the Ran on Adaf refers you to a Rambam in Hilchas Malva Velov. He says, there's a discussion in the Rambam and the Ravid about this. Whether if the Shema would have surrendered, here the end of the story was they didn't surrender, the Frume kept the Bech and he brought it back to Eretz Yisrael. But what would have been if they would have both given in, they would have both surrendered? That's what they should have done. Sofik Bikach Nefesh, Asfek Sveik at Bikach Nefesh, is Decha Kolotar Kula. So they really should have both surrendered the Becher. So what would be the deen if they would never get it back? So would you say that that's a Shamachinim Shepasha? Or would you say no, that that's an Einus, and only a Shoyl is Chai Bion, and Shamachinim is not Chai. So that's a discussion in Rishon. What would the deen be in such a case?
What if Rav is going, do you agree to make the Kenyan? Then it would be a Kenyan by Einus. Wouldn't be a Kenyan?
That
she
what?
Agree, that's it, then take the Becher back. Let these guys
want to
think that they
are
Makuri Bakrayah.
Since it was a Kenyan Ba'inus,
but Kenyan, no. What was the Kenyan Ba'inus? It said, be kinda that
you'll have a
Makuri Bakrayah.
Ah, yeah.
She made the Kenyan. He knew this, like it was invented. The Kenyan Ba'inus, Kenyan Ba'inus
never
never
stopped.
I don't know.
Why he didn't do it. Interesting question. I don't know. They should have made the Kenyan, and then they should have said later on that we did it under the threat of death. What would Taka be the din? Not Chai. Accept an obligation, mi pachad mi, so I'm not Chai. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, most stories, usually
they don't
have
any records. Yeah, he wasn't watching. The other one said these guys look like gangsters, and he was such a holy tzaddik, he didn't realize that he's putting his life on. And but the end of the story was that he succeeded. So there wasn't really a pikuach nefesh, but a sfek tzeika of sakanas nefashes there certainly was. He probably didn't realize what was going on. Is it permissible to be machme b'makam pikoch nefesh? Pikoch nefesh is mate kolat harkula. So you say it's mutter, but you should still avoid it. No, you're not allowed to. The Rambam says whenever there's a case of pikoch nefesh, the person decides to be machme to give up his life, so he's equivalent to one who violated the aveira of suicide. He's considered as if he took his own life. You're not allowed to. In the Sefer Yisa V'Heta by the Rabbi Yoina, by the Rabbeinu Yonah Ashkenazi. We mentioned last week that there was Rabbeinu Yonah Asfardi from Gerandi, then Rabbeinu Yonah Ashkenazi. So the Yisabeth is quoted when you learn Yeridayim. Yisabeth is quoted on every page in Yeridayim. Every single page. So in the Yisabeth, he has one chapter. Most of the sefers are about Basa Becholov and Taruvis and Melicha and Shchita and Trefus. And he has one chapter about Pikuach Nefesh, that Pikuach Nefesh is Dech HaKal HaTarkun. So he tells a story of one of the Balei HaTosfos who was deathly sick on Yom Kippur. And the doctor said, he's probably going to die even if he eats on Yom Kippur. If he eats, there's a slim chance that he'll survive. But he's probably going to die even if he eats. So all the Rishonim told him, all the Balei HaTosfos told him he should eat. And he refused to eat. He said, Ein Sofik Motzei Midei Vadai. Since the doctor said he's deathly sick and he's going to die. And if he eats, there's a slim chance that maybe he'll survive. So he held that that's Ein Sofik Motzei Midei Vadai, and he died. He fasted on Yom Kippur and he died. And they were all angry. They said he was Mischai Ben Afsha. He violated suicide. So it doesn't make any sense. All of the posts can break their heads. How did he do such a thing? They quote him by name. It's not the Rabbi Natan. It's not the Ri. It's not one of the prominent Balei HaTosfos that we're familiar with. Some other name, another Balei HaTosfos. But he identifies who he was, one of the Balei HaTosfos. So they say it's not right. What was his sheet? They say, because it's ain't suffix by Nevada, because they said he's deathly ill, he probably will not survive even if he eats. That's what they said. There's a suffix, there's a slim chance. Maybe if he eats, maybe he'll survive. He probably won't survive even if he doesn't. So he yelled that in such a case. That's not called suffix because nevish. We don't pass them like that. But whenever you have a case, whenever you have a bona fide case of a suffix because nefesh, then you're not allowed to be machmer al atzmo. So this is not permissible. Out of midas chasidus, you're not allowed to be machmer in such case. Mistama, he was such a tmimus de katzadik. He didn't realize that these people were gangsters. He didn't realize there's a suffix sakana here. That's where the other Tana is explaining to Rabbah Braboshia. They have names like Goyim, and they're gangsters, and they go on horses, and they go with weapons, and so on. They cry from Lamalchus. So I sized up the situation as one of a Suffolk Sakana. The other one didn't size up the situation. He wasn't looking. He wasn't paying attention. Okay, so on Amud Aleph, Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, we were discussing Rav Shmuel, and then quoted the Septet. We were discussing a situation of Hoylech Kischi by Pikodon or by a Halvor. That you have Reuven owes $1,000 to Shimon, or Reuven has a Pikodon that belongs to Shimon. And then Levi happens to be going to Shimon's community. And Reuven is Mechuyev to return the Pikodon. Reuven is Mechuyev to pay the $1,000 to Shimon. So he says to Levi, oh, you're going anyway, so maybe you'd like to take the money, maybe you'd like to take the Pikodon. So in that case, since Reuven is Mechuyev to return it to Shimon, so all the Tanoim and all Amoraim, everybody agrees on Yudalon and Aleph that Hoylech Kischi. On Yudalon and Beis, we're talking about a different case. After the two dots, we're most talking Hoylech Kischi on a Matana. Not that Reuven owes Shimon money. Reuven gives $1,000 to Levi, and he says, oh, you're going to visit Shimon, go give him a Matana. And then I change my mind. So before Levi leaves town, I say, give me back the $1,000. I change my mind. I'll give him a little siddur. I'll give him a birthday card. Instead of giving him $1,000, I say, Matan, I'll give him something else instead. He changes his mind. So that's a Shaila on Amid Beis, but he says, Hoylech Kischi by Matana. Rashi on Amid Aleph wrote that you apply Hoylech Kischi even to Matana. Rashi gave a whole beer in the Gemara, Chapsan Af Gemina by Matana. So Tosis was Masig on the Rashi. On the Rashi, on the Tosis Yud Aleph and Aleph Lo, the Kuliyama Hoylech Kischi Pirush Bekuntris, that'll happen Af Gemina by Matana. So Tosis is not correct. Ven and Nira, Matana and Hoylech Kischi Kedepricious Liel, and that's the whole gist of the whole Gemara. That's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The difference between Yud Aleph and Aleph and Yud Aleph and Beis. Yud Aleph and Aleph is by where Reuven has the Pikatan of Shimon, or Reuven owes $1,000 to Shimon either by Pikatan Halvor. Then we assume Hoylech is Kischi. And a machlek is Rabbi Shmuel, since the loiva was still b'chai b'achrayis, so maybe he has a right to ask him to give back the pikotna. We don't pass like Shmuel's svar, we pass like Rav. And on Amid Beis is a whole new story, and the assumption on Amid Beis is that Hoylech is lab kischi. It's not that there's a contradiction between Amid Aleph and Amid Beis. The Rambam and a minority of Rishonim disagree and hold like Rashi. They hold Amid Aleph and Beis all the same thing. And since on Amid Aleph they accepted Psak Aloch as Hoylech Kischi, so on Amid Beis is also going to be Hoylech Kischi. So on the Shulchan Aruch, when they quote this, they first quote all the dinim like the Tosfos, that there's a difference between here it's in Siman Kuf Chaf Hey Sif Hey. Bamed Varm Amurim the Hoylech Kischi, the Milva Obe Pikotn, because the Reuven is Mechuyev to give it to Shimon. Either it's his Pikotn or he has to pay him Halva. Avot the Matan Hoylech is Lav Kischi, and then he goes to all the dinim on Yud Dalan on the base. That's in Sif Hey and Sif Vav. Then Sif Zion says the Yesh Omrim, and the Rambam's opinion, and the small group of Rishonim agree with the Rambam. Yesh Omrim. The Hoylech Havik Ten Kischi and Hoylech Kischi even by Matana. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. The assumption is, like the Balei HaTosfos here, that Amid Beis, it's a Matana, so Hoylech is Lav Kischi. So let's see the Gemara. Hoylech Manal Planim Hoylech Adiksha V'lo Mitzo'o. What do you mean V'lo Mitzo'o? I find out that the Mekabel Matana passed away already. That's how Rashi says. V'lo Mitzo'o. Shemais, because he died, that's why you can't find him. So what's the din? Tani chore yachzu la mshaleach, v'tani yiroch liyor shemish nishtachu. So it sounds like it's a machlekes hatanoim. One brisa says Yachzru la mashalech, he give it back to the one who sent the gift. The other one says he give it to the Yorsh. So what is the machlekes hatana? Lema, should I say? Should I say that this is the nekudas machlekes by matana? Marsav helach kischi even by matana. Marsav helach lab kischi by matana. That's the machlekes. If helach kischi, so the minute Levi took the $1,000 gift on behalf of Shimon, so Levi was kind of a Shimon. So zach liyadim shleib befanav. So even though Shimon passed away, so his Yorshim get it Yerusha. His Yorshim get it Yerusha. See, this is in the other Tana holds Halach Lav Kischi. So if I'll deliver it, if Shimon is still alive and I'll deliver it to Shimon, so then Shimon will be kind of when he gets the Matana. But if by the time I come to Shimon, he's not alive anymore, so I have no right to give it to the Yorshim. The Mishaleach, Reuben, only told me to give it to Shimon, didn't tell me to give it to the Yorshim. So the Gemara first starts off, should I say that's the machlekes? So then the Gemara says, Amar Abba B'Bamam, B'kol Yam HaHalach Lab K'Shchiv Alay Kasha, B'Bari Ha B'Shchiv Mirah. The Gemara says, not necessarily so. He could say, if the Noisein, if Reuben is giving the gift, is a Bari, a healthy person, then so HaHalach Lab K'Shchiv. And if I go and I find that he passed away already, Shimon is no longer alive, I have to give it back to the Yorsh, to the Mishaleach. But if Reuben is giving the gift, there's a Shchiv Mirah, then it's a different word. Then you say, then he's kind of fine. So from this Gemara is the very fascinating chiddush that Moshe Feinstein has at Shuva. What's the din? There's a famous Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Yud Aleph Amalav, Ger Kotma Dilamoso Adas Bezin. In America, they do it every day. A couple doesn't have children and they adopt a baby. Now they have a single girl wants to adopt a baby, not a couple. A couple of men. Two men are married together and they want to adopt a baby. All kinds of combinations. But in the Gemara, normal. It used to be normal. You have a Jewish man and a woman are married together and they want to adopt a non-Jewish baby. So they want to convert the baby. Truth of the matter is that doesn't say in the Gemara either. That's a modern thing. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have such an institution as adopting babies. They didn't have it. The Gemara has a different thing. Rashi says, I'm not Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph. Ger katan ima heviosa lehis gayer. The mother brought the baby to convert. The mother is converting, and the mother wants to convert the baby with her. That's in recent svarim they have. Rabbi Chaim Moshe has a tshuva to his brother-in-law in South Africa, to what's his name, Kasovsky, that even if neither parent, the parents live in Afghanistan, and they gave up the baby for adoption, and the adoptive parents in America are converting the baby, and neither parent is here. It's not ima hiviyosa lehis gayer. So we ignore that Rashi. We ignore the Rashi. That's a modern psak. Before the 1900s, they didn't have such a thing. But they'd be adopting goyish babies and converting them. But we rely on Rabbi Chaim Moshe's psak. Okay. So the Gemara says that gerkot matbilu mosal das bez and based on zachav yadam shloim b'fanam. So the Gemara says yigdilu yichodam limchas. If the child grows up later and he knows that he was converted and we did an act of zachav yadam shloim b'fanam on his behalf, so if he decides to turn it down, he doesn't want this favor that he did on his behalf. So he can be moichan. It'll turn out that he was never Jewish. Not that he was Jewish until the age of 13. Then from 13 on, he becomes a goy. It'll be Gloy Muslim Afreya, he was never Jewish. This is based on the Gemara in the end of Bava Basra, and the same Gemara appears in Chulin around Daf Mem, that if I want to give a gift to someone who's not here, I give you the gift and you can pick it up for Floyni who's not here. So that's based on Zoch Liyadam Shaloy Befonov. And then later on, when Floyni finds out that you accepted a gift, he says he doesn't want to be indebted to me. He doesn't want to accept the gift. He turns it down. So the Gemara says, if his instinctive, his initial reaction is that he doesn't want the gift, so he cancels the whole act of Zachar Adam Shlev Efanah. So there's a Shiloh over here, what is the nature of this din? Does it mean if this Ger finds the little baby who was converted, when he finds out later that we did him a favor, we converted him, so that accomplishes that the Ger is Chal, that the Zachar is Chal. And when the fellow finds out that we are Mekabel Maton on his behalf, and he likes it, he's happy about it, then that causes the Matonah to take effect. What if he never finds out? What if the Ger Kotten is never told? He was told that he was adopted, but he was never told that he was converted. He was never told that he was converted at all. Well, let's say we're Mekabel Maton on behalf of a person, he never finds out that we're Mekabel Maton for him. And then he dies. So do you say there's no Zachan Adam Shalai Bifanim? Zachan Adam only works if he finds out later on, then I say it works Lemafreya. So Moshe Feinstein says, you see, so that Shaila sounds like it's a Machlokes HaRishon. It sounds like it's a Machlokes HaRishon. There's a big fat Ksav Yad of the Chidushi Haran HaMaseches Baba Basra that was printed many years ago. So the Ran sounds Beferish in the Chidushi Haran HaMaseches Baba Basra. He sounds, Avdi Nezer quotes this. Avdi Nezer had it in manuscript. So Avdi Nezer quotes this Chidushi Haran on the end of Baba Basra. It sounds Beferish that the Zoch and the Adab Shalom Lefonov only works if the Besav, the person, finds out about it. And then he says he's happy, then it works Lamafre. And the Ktzais HaChoshin raises the issue, the Ktzais didn't have this Ran. So Sechosh raised the issue and he says, that doesn't make any sense. He says, what do you mean? The person finds out later and that's going to cause retroactively that the Zochim should take effect from the time that someone received the Matana for him. Isn't that dependent on the Machlekes Habay V'Rave, where the Yir Shalom Midas have the Yir Shalom have the Yir? That's what the Ktzais Tain is. What does it mean, Yir Shalom Midas? A person lost an Aveda, and the Aveda is a penny. He lost a penny, he has a hole in his pocket. So he lost a penny. And if he would have known that he lost a penny in the middle of Times Square, he would give up hope right away. Well, he's going to waste time. He has to make a train now. He has to make a plane. He has no time to go look for his penny. So if he would have known that he lost his penny, he would have been Messiah right away. He didn't know that he lost the penny until he's in the airport and he has to go through the machine. They tell you to empty out your pockets, and he remembers he had a nickel and a penny. And now he sees he only has a nickel, doesn't have a penny. He sees there's a hole in his pocket. So he realizes that he lost the penny. So now he says, Akapar, wherever the penny is, forget about it. He's not going to worry about the penny. So what's the din if somebody picked up the penny after he dropped it before he found out that he lost it? So that's a machlokes Abai v'Rava. And we paskin that Yir Shalom Midas lo have a Yish. That's like Abayim. One of the six cases, Yal Kagam, that we paskin like Abay. So the Tzayisachoshim presents it as if the machlokes Abai v'Rava. Not everybody agrees to this presentation. Chazanish says it's against the Gemara. But the Tzayis presents it like this. What's the machlokes Abai v'Rava? If there's a situation where there's an umden, if the person would have known, he would have granted das. But he wasn't aware of what the facts were. And then later on, when he finds out about the facts, then he grants das. So do you say that since if he would have known yesterday, he would have granted das yesterday? So he considered as if the das had been present yesterday? Or they say, no, the das is only him, Mikana Lahaba. The Chazanish says that for holidays is no good. Das from later on for sure doesn't help Lamafre. Only in rare cases, only by Yush. Yush, you don't really need das. When you really need das, even Rava would agree to Abai, the Yush Lami Das Lahab Yush. But it's irrelevant, because anyway, we pass like Abai. Abai holds that Yush Lami Das Lahab Yush. So Halacha Lamaisa, the Ktzais and the Chazanish are saying the same thing. If there's a situation where a person, if he would have known Mishas Maisa, he would have granted das, but he wasn't aware of the facts. And later on, he finds out about something that he grants das, so everyone will agree. Either everyone will agree, Ben Labai, Ben Lerova, the way we pass like Abaye, the Psak will be that the Das that he grant later cannot have an effect Lemafreya. It cannot be Chal Lemafreya. So that's what the Tzoi says. It's impossible to say that in a case of Zochan Liodam Shloi Befonov, if the person never finds out about it, that the Zchi is not Chal. You can't say that the Das from later causes the Zchiyah to be Chal retroactively. There is no such thing. Yush Lamidas Lo Havi Yush. Das that's granted later cannot have an effect ex post facto, Lamafreya. So it must be that the Pshat is that whenever you have a situation of Zochin, the Zchiyah is Chal, take it from the Yad. The Halacha says if he finds out and he's Meicher, then he breaks up the Zchiyah. But if he never finds out, so we say the Zchiyah is Chal. So Moshe says that's an offering Gemara Aliyah, and you Dalan on the basis. Maznech Beferish. If he say Halach Kischi, there's a machlokes hatanon. Tani chodah here. What happened over here? I said, go take this $1,000 gift and give it to Shimon. Reuven tells Levi to take the $1,000 gift and give it to Shimon. So he goes to Shimon's town and he finds out that Shimon just passed away. Shimon was alive at the time that Reuven gave the $1,000 to Levi, but he died before I reached him, before I gave him the money. So Tani chodah yachsur na mashalech v'tanyirach yitnu li yorshe mishin ishtalchalo. The Yosha Mishan is done. So what's the machlokes? The Gemara says, "Leimim mohokam afliga masal v'halach kischi, masal v'halach lav kischi." If you hold halach kischi, so then you say zochan adam shloi befonav, and the schi was chal taker for me, even though the fellow never found out about it. So that's what Moshe said. It's enough in the Gemara, like the Tzoyis Achoshin, that zochin there is no, not like the Chedush Eran above Basra sounds like he holds. The Zochan only works if the person finds out later on, then I say that the Kinyan is Chalim Afri. If he never finds out, then it's not Chal. Can't be. There's enough in the Gemara.
According to the Ktos, why is it only when you find out you have the right to reject? Why can't you change your mind later on and reject? What difference does it make? If it's not working in the anyway, so it's just a question of rejecting. Any time you reject, it shouldn't undo it.
I don't know. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says if his initial reaction is that he doesn't want it, then he breaks up the whole zochin. But if initially he's happy, he is satisfied.
According to Svar Kutos, what's so special about his initial reaction? Why is that such an important time?
If initially he says, I'm not happy, then he declares that it's not his zechiyah. But if initially he said it is his chid, then he changes his mind. So we're not going to go back and forth. Every other day he's going to change his mind back and forth. But we say, we only consider the first thing, his initial reaction. I guess that's one. So on one occasion, the Esrav Soloveitchik, what does he say? So he's brought the same raya as Rav Moshe Feinstein. Then 10 years went by. Then they asked Rav Soloveitchik. Then they told Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Moshe Feinstein brings a raya in this Gemara. So they heard Rav Moshe Feinstein brought a raya. He thought he can dingzach. Originally, when he asked him, he thought the same raya. He said, "You can dingzach?" No. He said, "When I die, so everything goes birusha to my yoshim. I have karka, I have the talton, people owe me money. Any schus mama that I have goes birusha. So if somebody Levi was kind of $1,000 on my behalf." I didn't find out about it yet. And the Ran holds, the Chedusha Ran holds, that I'm only koine if I express my happiness over it, if I'm happy about the Zochin, then it's Chalam Afreya. So I have a Schus Mammon. Before I died, I had a Schus Mammon that if I'll find out about it and I'll express my happiness, it'll be Chal. So when I die, so that Schus goes to my children. So if my children find out about it, so then they can express their happiness and they'll be koine. But by Ger Katan, that's not a schus mammon. So if he never finds out about it, there's room to argue a point and say that the schia doesn't take effect at all. The Ktzos Taka says, Moshe quotes the Ktzos. So he says beferish like that. But the Ktzos's angle is because yesh lamidas lahariyish. But the Ran holds not so. So Rav Soloveitchik said, this Gemara doesn't really contradict the Ran. The Ran will also agree to this Gemara, that just like Shimon, while he's alive, has the schus that if he finds out about this chiyah that Levi did on his behalf and he expresses his happiness about it, then he'll be kinda lemafreya. So even though he died and he never found out about it, but that schus moment goes birusha to his yorshim. So his yorshim will find out about it. Levi is the shliach to go to deliver it to Shimon. Shimon died, so he'll tell Shimon's children about it. So Shimon's children say, "Yeah, we're happy." So just like the father had this chus, that if he'll say he likes it, he'll be kinder. So that's chus mama, goes birusha to the children. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said when he told him that Rav Moshe brought the rye from this Gemara, the same Gemara that he brought the rye from. So when he heard that someone else brought the rye, he said, then he thought he can digzach. Okay, but at least over here, that's what it says in the Gemara. However you understand it, whether the Yorshim have to express their happiness over this chus, or no one has to express happiness, as long as no one is moiche, so then the schus takes effect. So first the Gemara says that this is the machloikis hatanayim. Lema, should I say? Lema behokam afligi. Should I say that this is the machloikis? An omad aleph, everybody was assuming Rabbi Shmuel with the Tosefta, they were all assuming hoylach kischi because he talked about a pikot nor a halvoyah, that Reuven also has to give to Shimon. Omad basically we're talking about a matone. So should I say this is the machloikis hatanayim? Whether by matone you say hoylach kischi or lav kischi. Then the Gemara suggests not necessarily correct at all. Omer Ababa Bamamul, not necessarily correct. It could well be the Kuli Amahelach Lav Kischi, Veloi Kasha, Hobbe Bari, Hobbe Shri Meira. If he's a Bari, and the only way for the other party to be kind is by Zachan Ad Mishlei Befanam, Helach is Lav Kischi, by Matana. But if he's a Shri Meira, then it's a different word. By Shri Meira we say, Dibre Shri Meira Kiksuv, Mchim Sur and Domi. That's a different story. Rashi writes a little bit. How does Rashi write over here? The Kuliyam Halach Lav Kischi Domi Garsino Bishchemi Rashi calls Man Shalachos Badvar Kiksuvim Mechim Surin. Vahelach Didei Zechihu. What does he mean? By Shchemi Rashi says Halach Kischi. The next two Rashi's down La also. Ha Vah Bishchemi Rashi Vahelach Didei Zechihu. What does he mean? That by a bari hoylach is lak kisri, my shchimer hoylach kisri? No, that's not what he means. Here, Dibra Masko de Shchimer, he explains it better. Kol shman shalach hazabah, dvar kiksilu v'chim surin. But this hazabah, he is hazabah. If hoylach is kisri, he can't be hazabah. If I say zechei, I'm not a shchimer. I give $1,000 and I say, I want you. Reuben gives $1,000 to Levi and he says, I want you to be zechei this money for Shimon. So Zechei, he said, Zochen, 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 Big Zechei, so I can't back out. So what does Rashi say over here? By Shemeira, Hoylich Didei Kizchiyu, Kol Zman Shelo Chazabo. What do you mean, Kol Zman Chazabo? I can't be Chazen. So the answer is, no, it doesn't, he's not distinguishing, he's not saying that by Bori, Hoylich Lav Kizchi, and by Shemeira, Hoylich Kizchi. Hoylich is practically the equivalent of Zchi because of the other din, because we pull in the Takona de Rabbanon, of Divrei Shchimer Kiksuvim Mechim Surin Domi, and based on that din, that's only if Loi Chazabah. If Chazabah said, then he backs out. The Rishonim spell that out more explicitly. Rashi is kimat explicit, and the Ran has it even more explicitly than Rashi. That Ha B'Shchimer Ha B'Bari Ha B'Shchimer doesn't mean that by Shchimer you say Herlich Kischi. That's a little misleading. That Rashi Herlich Didei Kischi. It's the equivalent of Shri because of the Takana de Rabbanon of Divir Shrimir HaKiksur Mechim Surendon. Okay. So that's how the Gemara suggests. Amar Abba Bamamal, maybe the Kuliyam, both of the Tanaim agree, Hoylech by Matane, is Lapkis, Shri, Veloi Kashi, and maybe there's no Machloikis. So the Bari Hab Shrimir. By Shrimir has a different word. Abzvid Amar, I can give you another. You don't know what the prices are talking about. It could well be Hab Hab Shrimir. It could be that they're both talking about Shrimir. And Hoylech is and what? And Hoylech is Lav Kisri. But you're working with the din of the Divrei Shchimer HaKiksuvim Mechim Surin Domi. Hodis and the Mekabel B'Shas Matmos and the Leis and the Mekabel B'Shas Matmos. Shaila is, I don't have a telephone. Days at a time, I don't know what's doing. I don't know if Shimon is still alive. So I'm Reuven. I give $1,000 to Shimon. And I say, give this money to Shimon. Reuven says, give this money to Shimon. So if Shimon is alive at the time that Reuven gives all the money, he makes a matah shchemira. So matah shchemira kicks, divrei shchemira kicks in the chinsur and dami. So Shimon is kaina. And even though Shimon dies later on, so still, Shimon's Yerushim are going to get it. But if Shimon is not alive at the time that I made the matah shchemira, I didn't say I want to give the matana to the Yerushim of Shimon. I said I want to give the matana to Shimon. So if Shimon is not alive, so the whole thing is a Kenyan betoyus. So you wouldn't apply in such a case the Takana de Rabban of Divrei Shchemira Kiksu Mechim Surin Domi. That's what the Gemara says. Hodis lemekabo b'shas matan mois. Hodaleis lemekabo b'shas matan mois. If Shimon passed away before Reuben said, give it, before Reuben made the Matah Shchemira, so the whole thing is a kinyan mitzvah. But if he is alive now and he dies later, then I say that his Yerushim get it. Here there's the top Tosfos. This is our famous Tosfos. The Ran quotes the Tosfos and he says he doesn't know what in the world they're talking about. Here the top Tosfos says, and the Imri Moshe has a whole siman on this. And Moshe Sokolovsky was a big Talmid Chacham and then he wanted to learn Barab Chaim. So then he changed, he wrote a whole Sefer Melechus Yantav before he learned Barab Chaim. So that's the old style. The Sefer Melechus Yantav is all about Eichel Nefesh and Machshir Eichel Nefesh and Nitoich and Hoyel and all the details of Hilchos Eichel Nefesh on Yantav. And he quotes the Pnei Yeshua, Megin Yishlam, all the classical Achronim, everybody under the sun. Then he saw the light, and he was Mekabel Torah all and all over again. He learned Barab Chaim, and then he wrote a Sefer, a different style Hebrew. Imer Moshe is a totally different style of writing, and it's all on Noshim Nezikin and Mikvois a little bit. And it's everything is like Rab Chaim style, totally different style. So he has the last siman in Imer Moshe is on this difficult thesis. So the thesis has, Omeri, Tosfos has a chiddush. Af al gav demeis hamekabel b'chayi hanoisim. What did the Gemara say? Ha v'ha. What did we just read now? Rav Zvid Amar. What did we just read? Rav Zvid. Ha v'ha b'shchid meira. Ha disa l'mekabel b'shas matmos. Ha d'leisa l'mekabel b'shas matmos. By the tiny letter Aleph in the Gemara. If Shimon is not alive at the time that Reuben gives the money, to the time that Reuben makes the matah shchid meira, so the whole thing is a mistake. So you give it back to the Yorshe, you give it back to the Meshaleach. But if Shimon is alive, and then he dies later, So then we say that Divrei Shchemer are Kingsuvim v'Chinsurim Dami, and Shimon was Koine, even though Shimon died before Reuven. That's a simple reading in the Gemara. That's what I'm read. That's the Taptos. Avgav Demes Hamakavu b'Chai Hanois, and even though Shimon, the one who's going to receive the $1,000, dies before Reuven, the Noisin. Only takes effect in the event that the Nisan dies. If Shchimera, who makes an instruction to give a matana, then he backs out before he dies, and then he gets better and he lives another couple of years. But the whole matter of Shchimera is cancelled. So that's what Tosfos is saying. So Shimon is not alive anymore. Shimon died before Reuven. Why? The das hanoisin who the shchimira when he gives the matana, what he means is kemi sheyesh na lemekabel b'shas matan mois. If Shimon is alive at the time that he's giving $1,000 to Reuven, not that when he gives $1,000 to Reuven by shchimira, you say holach kischi. No, holach is lab kischi. Bein bebori bein b'shchimira. But if he says holach, then it works midin matan shchimira kiksuv chinsurin dami. Yeah. So the das. How does the re say? The das hanoisin who kemi sheyesh na lemekabel b'shas matan mois sheyiskam mekabel acham isosai. Ohu o yershav. After the noisin will die, matan shchimira only works in the event that the noisin dies. So the das, the rotzen of the noisin is that the mekabel should get the matana, either he or his yershim. Afidol no the yershav mekabel lachamisa noisin still kono. Afidol mandam amzaku lebu loikono doesn't make a difference. The shchimira kishemeis on the condition that the shchimira dies. In the event that he dies, then I say Kim Surin Dom Ila Makaba Bishas Nasina Shimira or Ami Rosa. I say it's Chala Mafreya. That's what Tosis writes a Chiddush. So this is what all the Akhrenim ask a Kasha, that the Rishonim ask a Kasha. The Ran asks on the bottom, does it make any sense? And the Ktzais quotes all the Gemaras in Boba Basra that it's wrong. The Gemara says, Mata Shimira Ki Yerusha Shavu Rabbama. Here, it's the last Ran in the Perek on page 12. The last paragraph and the run. Mashma from the Gemara, like the Balates says, that's what he writes. And then he says that it doesn't make any sense. Ken Kosva Tosfos. Aval Tameani Lomo. Do Kaimelon the Mach Chimira Lachayla Lachig Mamisa. We came to be in the Chayla Leis and Mekabel. Echkon and Kenyan Meis. But Tzorachiyun, he doesn't understand it. The Ran said the Ran blinded by Tzorachiyun. Yeah, there. The Ktois quotes a few Gemaras in Baba Basra that Mata Shchimirat Kirush Shavu Rabbanon. We had one of the Gemaras that was quoted by the Tosfos on Yud Gimla Min Aleph with the story with Issa Giora. Issa Giora had a son who was Jewish. Issa Giora was Mizgair, and he had an affair with a Jewish woman, and they had a Jewish child, so the father was, biologically, he was the father. The Rebbe was holding on to the $12,000 and didn't want to give it to the son. So the end of the story was that he made a nudisa, and the son got all the money from Rebbe, and Rebbe was upset. So the Gemara says, why couldn't he have simply given over the money to his son with a mata shchimira? He was on his deathbed. So let him say, I want to give it over to my son. So the Gemara says, no. Mata shchimira ki yirusha shavyo rabbana. Man de isi birusha isi ma mata shchimira. Man de leisi birusha leisi ma mata shchimira. So since isi giyore was a gersha meis and he wasn't related to anybody in the whole wide world, he didn't have any relatives at all, and no one could possibly yarshin from him. So therefore, the din of the Mata Shchimira doesn't set in such a case. That's one of the Gemara. The Gemara has a few other halachas based on The Rebbe was holding on to the $12,000 and didn't want to give it to the son. So the end of the story was that he made a nudisa and the son got all the money from Rebbe, and Rebbe was upset. So the Gemara says, why couldn't he have simply given over the money to his son with a mata shchemira? He was on his deathbed. So let him say, I want to give it over to my son. So the Gemara says, no. Mata shchemira ki rusha shavyo rabbana. Manda isa birusha isa me mata shchemira. Manda leise birusha leise me mata shchemira. So since isa giyore was a gersha meis and he wasn't related to anybody in the whole wide world, he didn't have any relatives at all, and no one could possibly yarshin from him, so therefore the din of the mata shchemira doesn't set in such a case. That's one of the Gemara. The Gemara has a few other halachas based on this assumption that divrei shchemira k'ksuvim chimserandami. The reason what motivated the Chachamim to introduce the din of divrei shchemira k'ksuvim chimserin, because by afraid Shemit Yitorev died to Allah. The man is on his deathbed and he's nervous that he wants his assets to go to the person whom he likes, and he's afraid it's not going to go there. So this may hasten his death. He may get a heart attack and die earlier than otherwise, because he's going to be aggravated over his money. He shouldn't be worried about that in the last few minutes of his life, but we're afraid that may hasten his death. So we tell him, whatever you'll say about spending your money, whatever you say goes, that's all. Don't worry, you don't even have to make any kinyon. So true, what motivated the Chachamim to introduce the Takana, the Rabbanon, which works based on Hefker Bezna Hefker, the mechanism is Hefker Bezna Hefker. What motivated the Chachamim to make the Takana was that Shemit Titorev died to Allah. It may be so aggravated, they may hasten his death, but the Tzuras HaKinyan, the Nusach HaKinyan was that Divrei Shchemira as Kirusha Shav Yerabban. It works midin Yerusha. So Yerusha only works after the Morish dies. Kol Zman the Morish is still alive, there's no din of Yerusha. So that's what all of the Achrenim ask on Tesis. How can Tesis say that if the Mekabel Matana died before the Shchemira, the Shchemira says, I want to give $1,000, the Shchemira is Reuven, and he tells Levi, here's $1,000, Hadach Lav Kizchi. He gives him $1,000, he says, I want you to give this money to see to it that Shimon gets the money. And it's a matan shchemira. And then it turns out that Shimon died before Reuven. Shimon died before Reuven. So Taisa says, no problem. Divrei shchemira is koine b'shas amira. That's the last word in Taisa. Divrei shchemira is koine b'shas amira. How can it be b'shas amira? The reason for the takana was, shaloi titar daikol, it should have been like that. But a lot of times there's a gap between what the reason for the takana was and what the nusach of the takana was. So here the nusach of the takana was that kirusha shav yorabon. It's midin yirusha. So yirusha only works after the morish dies. So if it turns out that the meis mekabel v'chayi ha-noisein, the mekabel died before the noisein. So at the time that the noisein dies, and the mekabel is not alive anymore. So how can you say that he yarshins his money? That's what the Ran is asking. So the Tzais quotes this Kasha of the Ran. It's on the same page where we just were looking before. Here. It's in the Kuf Chafei. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes all the dinim. The Machlokes, the Rambam and the minority of opinion hold that you say Hoylach Kischi even by Matana. And most of the Rishonim hold that you don't say Hoylach Kischi by Matana. But if it's a Matna Shchemira, then it works. It has all the details. So there's a long Tzais over here. He asks that Kasha. He quotes all the Kashas. It's in the Kuf Chafei. So the Tzai says he doesn't. First, he quotes all the Kashas, murderous Kashas. Then he says he doesn't see what the Kasha is. There's a din of Mishmash Nachla. He says it's not a Kasha. Let's say, for example, I had an uncle who died. He wasn't the rich uncle, he was the poor uncle. So he had left a few $1,000. So he had four sisters. Two of the sisters died before him, and two of the sisters were still alive at the time that he died. The two sisters who died were my mother and Aram Avin's mother. So they had passed away already, but they had children. So they yarshin their brother Bekever at Lahanchel to their children. The two sisters who were alive at the time that my uncle died, so they got the Yerusha. One of those sisters died since her Yerusha, whatever money she has, she and her husband both died. So their Yerusha goes to their children now. So there's a din of Mishmash Nachla. If a person dies, here, my uncle died and he had four sisters. So two already predeceased him. So you don't say, well, he only had two sisters who were alive at the time that he died. It's only the two living sisters. No, it's not true. He never got married. So my uncle had no other relatives, and his parents died a long time ago. So the only relatives he has are the four sisters. So he divided the Yerusha, the $5,000 that he had, whatever, a few dollars that he had. So he divided it into four parts. So the two sisters who died already, so it goes to their children. That's called Mishmash Nachlo. Nachlo Memashmeshes Vayeleches. Usually a person who's not alive can't own any money. But when it comes to Yerusha, you consider it as if all the four sisters were alive, even though only two were alive. You visualize as if all four were alive, so the two who had already deceased before the uncle, so they get Bekevra Lahanchel to their children. So that's what the Ktzai says over here. So what's so difficult? Correct that Matash Chimiraki Yerusha Shav Yor Rabbanon, and correct that the Yorish never gets anything until after the Morish dies. But what's the problem over here? True that Shimon died before Reuven. Reuven is the Shchimira, and at the time that he made the Matan Shchimira, Shimon was alive. And then later on, so that sets up, Tosfos says, so that sets up Shimon is the Yerush. Then Shimon dies before Reuven. But then when ultimately Reuven dies, so Shimon is a Yerush. Shimon is not alive, so he gets Bekevra Lahanachot to his children. So what's so difficult? The Ktzai says he doesn't understand why they all jumped on the Tosfos. What was the kasha? And the Ran got so upset about Tosfos. He said, how can it be? Mata Shchemira ki Yerusha Shav Yor Rabbanon. So it doesn't begin till after the Shchemira dies. So good. It doesn't begin till after the Shchemira dies. But after the Shchemira dies, the Shchemira set up at the time of his Amir, he set up that this Shimon is considered a Yerush, even though Shimon is not related at all. That's what's accomplished with Mata Shchemira. We do consider Shimon as if he is the Yerush. So the Yerusha begins to take effect after Reuven dies. Shimon is not alive at that time, so he's Yerush Bekevra Lahanchel to his Yerusha. Was Shlech. That's what the Ktzai says. Not so complicated. That is a din. That's a din by every other Yerusha. So why shouldn't it be the din over here? Yes, so that's what the Gemara suggests. Rapapa says a different suggestion. Maybe there's no machlek, because maybe they're talking about two cases. Habavari. Maybe the both brises are talking about a healthy person. There's no matash chimira. Talking about a bari. If it's a bari, we say halach is lav kischidami. No, but there's a new story. There's a din of mitzvah lekayim debri ames. So what's the machloekes satanai? Hodem is mekabel b'chayi hanoisin. Hodem is hanoisin b'chayi hamekabel. If what? You only apply, that's how Tosfos wrote earlier, the name of the Rabbi in the time, that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos quoted on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Ran quoted the Ramban, who's not happy with Tosfos. But in Shulchan Aruch, they have accepted this Rabbi in the time, Shita, Lahalacha. That what? That mitzvah lekayim debri ames is a machloekes satanai. And we question like that. There is a mitzvah lekayim debri ames, but it only applies in chushlish metchila lekach. So Reuven gives $1,000 to Levi to hand it over to Shimon. So Levi is traveling, and he finds out that Shimon died already. He goes back to Reuven's hometown. He finds out that Reuven died. So now Reuven gave. So what happened? Reuven gave $1,000 to Levi to deliver to Shimon, and then Reuven died before Levi delivered it. So that's a dinner mitzvah lekayim debri ames. Reuven gave the money and he died. So that's hushlish mitchila lekach. He gave the money specifically to Levi in order to see to it that this money goes to Shimon. That's exactly hushlish mitchila lekach. But what happens? What happens if meis hamekabel dechayi hanoisein? What if Shimon dies before Reuven? Then you can't say mitzvah lekayim debri ames. Mitzvah lekayim debri ames sets in at the time that Reuven dies. So when Reuven dies, Shimon has already died. Shimon passed away already. So then you don't say mitzvah. He said, I want this money to go to Shimon. So if Shimon is still alive at the time that Reuven dies, they say mitzvah lekayim debri ames. You have to deliver the money to Shimon. Shimon died already. So then there's no mitzvah lekayim debri ames. That was the shaita that we had on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos assumed that mitzvah lekayim debri ames accomplishes kinyonim. And the Ran quoted the Ramban was masig on Tosfos. No, that wasn't accurate. We said the Mordechai and Baba Basra quoted the Bali HaTosfos, who disagreed with this Tosfos. The Ran disagreed on a different point. So the Ramon Choshe Mishpat quoted the Mordechai from the end of Baba Basra, Perek Mishameis, who said the mitzvah lekam deramez is just a mitzvah. That's the proper thing to do. What? If, but there's no kinyanim there. And if the yorshim, let's say the man says, I want this fancy shas with the ramam to go to my dear chavrusa, because we learned together so many years to give it to my chavrusa. The father dies, and then the yorshim, wise guys, they go and they sell the shas to someone else. So fine mitzvah lekam deramez, but they went and they sold it. So Tosis would say that the other fellow's kind of the Rebbe. Mitzvah came to Rebbe Meis is already a Kenyan. And the Ramah, Paskins like the Mordechai in the end of Baba Basra, the Mitzvah came to Rebbe Meis is a Mitzvah. And if they violate it, okay, so we'll see what we can do. But you have no Din Torah. The one is supposed to receive the gift. Can't bring to Din Torah the one who bought it from the Yershim. He's entitled to keep the Shas. He bought it from the Yershim. It belonged to the Yershim. The Yershim had a Mitzvah to give it to the Chavrus, and they didn't do it. So they didn't do their Mitzvah. So that was the machlokes. Tosfos said mitzvah lekam deramez accomplishes kinyanim. Is zeicher right away when the fellow dies, the mekabel matan is kind of right away. And the Ramah paskin not so. So the Achronim point out that the Rashi on Argi Mora says befevish like Tosfos. Where's the Rashi? Should be on Argi Mora. Zocher ben amakabel. Here the Rashi writes the misnoisei. The misnois alachin shemisoran lishaliach meis. Reuven gave the $1,000 to Levi to the shliach, and then Reuven dies before the shliach had a chance to deliver it to Shimon. V'adayin hamakabel chay. Shimon is alive. Hilchah mishas misas hanoisin zocher behem hamakabel mishum the mitzvah the kam diram meis. Afilu hayyavori. So Rashi has the fair zocher behem hamakabel. That's what the Achrayim point out. That Rashi agrees with the Tosfos. That's a question. Why did the Ramah and Choshen Mishpat decide to pass him like the Mordechai? What did he think, that the Mordechai's opinion was the majority opinion against Rashi and Tosfos? A question. But Rashi said the Beferish like Tosfos, that it's a Schia right away. Fine. So what do we have so far? There seem to have been a machlekes hatanoim. Tani chala yafser la mshalech tanira liyoshim ish nishtalchalo. And the simple machlekes, the simple pshat seems to be that they're arguing whether hoylach kischer lav kischi dami by matana. But they only say hoylach kischi by halvon pikot or even by matana. The Gemara says not necessarily so. It could be that there's no machlekes at all over here. It could be they're talking about two different cases and different suggestions. Habibori habishchibera. All the different possibilities. Now the Gemara raises. Now the Gemara quotes a brayse where there's a beferish in machlekes satanayim. You see, before the two tani chadav tani yidach, so you can say there's no machlekes. They're talking about two different cases. Now we're going to quote a brayse. They're talking about the same case, and explicitly there's a machlekes satanayim. So what are they fighting about? So the Gemara continues. Now leib moshir ais haheloch yischi tanoi. It's the following machlekes satanayim tanya. We have a long brayse. The Mekabel Matana died already. Shimon died. What should Levi do with the $1,000? Yachzur l'mashalech. Let him bring it back to Reuven. What if Meis ha-mashalech? Now what do you do? So I'm not saying, I can say, give it to the Yerushim of the Mashalech. Yerushim to give it to the Yerushim. Yerushim is Tachlar, unless he says not so. The Gemara says, what's going on? My love. Skip a few lines. Gemara says, two lines after the Aleph of the Bach. So the Gemara says, "My lab, b'hokam afligi." What are they fighting about? It's unclear in the brayser. My lab, b'hokam afligi. Tanakama sava hoylech lab kischi. Tanakama says, the fellow says, "Hoylech mana, here's $100. Give it to Shimon," and Shimon died. So it says, "You bring it back to the mishalech." So obviously, Tanakama thinks, "Hoylech lab kischi dami." If hoylech kischi, so Shimon was kind of the minute Reuven gave the $100 to Levi. Levi was zeich on behalf of Shimon, so you should really give it to the Yerushim of Shimon. So the Gemara says, "My lab how conflict? I'm coming, so I'm holach lab kischi." Rav Nosson Rav Yankiv still say the same thing, holach lab kischi, but they added on, "Avagav the miss." Even though Reuven, the one who gave the $100, died, and there's room to argue the point and say that mitzvah the kind of rameis. So the minute Reuven dies, and now Levi has to deliver the money to Shimon, and now Shimon is claiming the money, however you'll say it. Either it's a mitzvah or a schia. So they're adding on. Rav Nosson Biankiv, the two Tanaim are adding on. Not only is Holach Lav Kischi, if that's the whole story, I've got the miss, even though Reuven died, still there are minimits for the Kam Diramis. Fine. The Yesham, what is the third Shita? What did the Brisa say again? The Yeshamim, the Yershem Mishan Ishtalchu Lo. Why is that? The Yesham hold Halach Iskishi. Even if Reuven didn't die, if Levi has taken the $100 to deliver to Shimon and he finds that Shimon died, so you give it to the Yershem of Shimon. Why? Because Halach Iskishi. From the minute Reuven gave the $100, the money, Halach Mana Leplaini, from the minute that Reuven gave the $100 to Levi to take for Shimon, so Halach Iskishi Dami. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Amam Shum Rabbi Yankim Shamam Shini, has a different version of what Rabbi Yankim said. The previous Tanakh quoted the name of Rabbi Yankim, Yachzul Yoshe HaMashaleach. And now Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is quoting, he says that it's not true. The Tanakh Rabbi Yankim said differently. Shamashim Rabbi Meir, maybe Rabbi Yankim had his own Shita, but Rabbi Yankim Shem Rabbi Meir had a different Shita. What did he say? Mitzvah Lekayim D'Rabbi Meis, what is that? If in the event that Reuven died, then he say Mitzvah Lekayim D'Rabbi Meis. If Reuven's still alive, then you don't say. Before we quoted that Rabbi Nasim Rabbi Yankim said, Yachzul Yoshe HaMashaleach, even in the case when the Mishaleach died, you still don't say Mitzvah Lekayim D'Rabbi Meis. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is quoting in the name of Rabbi Yankim for the name of Rabbi Meir that you do say. Then you have a Chacham Imam. What's the next Tana in the Braisa? The Chacham Imam Yachloku. Why is Chacham Imam Yachloku? What is that all about? What Maman Muta B'Safik Cholkim, there is no such cloud. Maman Muta B'Safik is not Cholkim. The rule is Hamotzi Machaber Olav Haraya. That means that here it's a special Takana de Rabbanan. That's what Tosis points out. Tosis quotes the third Tosis on the Omid. Kol Teiko, Rav Haigoin wrote the Sefer Shaori Shari Shavuos. There's a lot about the Dini Mamanis. Shari Mekach HaMemka, Shari Shavuos, Tuzvam. So Tosis quotes from the Shari Mekach HaMemka, Rav Haigoin, they printed it. It's around 30 chapters long. They printed the manuscript recently. So Tosis says, Kol Teiko Shebashas, Meforsh B'Sham, the Rabbein Haigoin, the Cholkin. Whenever it says a Sofik Mamayna, you always do Yachloka. So Tosis says it's not true. Whenever you have a Sofik Mamayna, the Mukhsa keeps the money. How come it says over Yachlok? This is a special takana de Rabban. There are rare cases in the Talmud where the Gemara will say that there's a Sofik Mammon and will say Yachlok against the rule. The rule should have been Hamaytz Machaber Olav Haraya, and this is an exception to the rule. They didn't really read. Disagrees with the Shari Rav Haigoin. On the normal circumstances, you say Hamaytz Machaber Olav Haraya, and here it's Chachamam Yachloku. Special takana. What's the suffix? Misafkilahu. What are they misafkilahu about? So Rashi writes, misafkilahu. You see the Rashi, about 6-7 lines from the bottom of the Omid in the Rashi. Misafkilahu, ikischidami eloi, the mitzvah kayim eloi. So this is a famous Rashi. Rabbi Kivega is mitzayin to the Mishnah HaMelech, Hilchos Malva V'Loyda. Mishnah HaMelech has a famous discussion. When you have a suffix, when you have in the area of Issa the Heta, so you have a suffix deraisa lechumra and a suffix derabana lekula, and a svek sveka deraisa is lekula. Even though a suffix deraisa lechumra, but if you have a svek sveka, then you go lekula. What kind of halacha is that? That svek sveka you go lekula. So some rishonim say this is a chubas harashbo. The Shachan, Yeridei, quotes, and Simikul Fyod quotes this Chuvas Arashba. That Svek Svek means like this. It's 50-50 whether it's Asur Amuta. And even if it's should be Asur, according to that Tzad, there's still 50-50. There's still a chance that 25-25 is still a chance that it should be Muta. So whenever you have a Svek Svek, so that's considered a Raiv Lahakel. At 50-50, 50% is Lahakel. And within the 50, Tzad Lahachmer, there's another suffix that is 25-25. So if you add on 50 with 25, so that's Svek Svek Mitam Rov. Yeah. We can understand why many disagree that Svek Svek is not Mitam Rov, because the Shev Shmaitzer quotes this in the first chapter. He quotes it from the Rivosh, I think. Whenever you're talking about a Svek Svek, it means you don't know what the percentages are in the suffix. Who says that that's 50-50 and that's 50-50 also, so it's 25-50 or 75? Who says that those are the odds? We just know that there's a suffix. Maybe it's really, maybe one suffix is really 80-20. And then within the other one, it's 10-10. Maybe everything is lopsided. Who says that it's 50-50 and 25-25? You don't know what the percentages are. So that's what these Rishonim hold. But if you draw the sphaikas on the blackboard, you say, we don't know whether A or B, and then within B, you don't know whether C or D. So that's considered as if it's 75-25. So that's what one sheet is, that sphaik sphaik is mitam rov. So if sphaik sphaik is mitam rov, then we have a rule in holcha b'mamon achar haroiv. You can't be moitzi mamon based on a roiv. So then if you have a sphaik sphaik to be moitzi mamon from someone, you wouldn't be moitzi the mamon either. But some other rishonim hold differently. They hold that sphaik sphaik, the Rashba writes a lashon sphaik sphaik mitam roiv v'odif mi roiv. He thinks that maybe it's better than roiv. That's the lashon that the Shach quotes in Yeridah and Siman Kuf Yud. What do you mean it's better than a roiv? So that's what some want to say, that sphaik sphaik, since it's a suffix on top of a suffix, it's considered as if there isn't even any later suffix. You don't even have to be concerned that maybe there's an issa here. You don't apply sphaik of deraisa l'chumra because it's so far-fetched. There's sphaik sphaik, so there isn't, you don't have to even, there's no later suffix, nothing to worry about. If you claim that by sphaik sphaik there's no later suffix, so then you should be moitzi mamon also. There's no, a sphaik sphaik should be good l'hotzi mamon. Because there's no latest asafik. If there's a safik, so you say safik mamayna l'kula, the muhzak holds on to the mamon. But if you hold that a sphaik sphaik, it prevents the latest asafik. That's a shailin yeridei. Do you have a right to be makel a sphaik sphaik keneged cheska sisa? So that's a machlokes in the Ramah, the Siman Kuf Yud, in the end of the first chelik yeridei. You can't say sveika de rabbanu l'kula keneged achazor. Because sveika de rabbanu l'kula, you have no right to be machriya l'hokel, it's an arbitrary hakra, you have no right to be machriya keneged achazor. So that's a shalom. What's with sveik sveika? Sveik sveika is also a hakra l'hokel. So you have no right to be machriya keneged achazor. Oh no, sveik sveika means is there isn't even a latest asafik. So even keneged achazor is also good. There isn't even a safik. So that's what the Mishlam Melech has a discussion. It's a long Mishlam Melech, so he tells you, Rabbi Kevega is mitzayim which paragraph in the Mishlam Melech. Linyan halacha. So that's the famous topic. This topic is really in the first parak in Ksuvos. This topic comes up. Are you able to be moitzi mamon based on a sphaik sphaik? There's a Tosfos there that sounds like yes. And then the Shach and the Chesh Mishpat explains that Tosfos never said that. Tosfos said something else. The simple reading of Tosfos is that you can be moitzi mamon based on a sphaik sphaik. So Rabbi Kevega, so the Mishlam Melech points out on this Rashi. Rashi says over here, what happened again? Reuven gave $100, ten mana. Reuven gave $100 to Levi, and he says, take $100 and give it to Shimon. And when he said, he didn't say zechei, he didn't say bizei for the money. He said ten mana zeh l'Shimon. So there's one suffix, Rashi sounds like misafkeluhu, Rashi the Maaschah misafkeluhu, whether hoylach kischi or hoylach lav kischi. He says hoylach manazel aplani. Maybe hoylach kischi and Shimon was already kind of the minute that Levi took the $100. And even a hoylach is lav kischi, but then Reuven goes and he drops dead before Levi had a chance to deliver the money. So since he died, and it was Hushlish ben Chiva Lakach, he gave over $100 to Levi on the understanding that Levi should deliver it to Shimon. So Hushlish ben Chiva Lakach, that's a suffix, maybe mitzvah lekam devar meis, maybe not, although. So Rashi seems to learn that you have a sphaik sphaik over here. It's a suffix, maybe hoylach kischi, and even hoylach is lav kischi, but Reuven died before Shimon, So maybe I should say mitzvah l'kaim divramei. So there's a sphaik sphaik to say that we should give the money to the Yorshe Mishin Ishtalchulo. And nonetheless, the Gemara doesn't give all the money to the Yorshe Mishin Ishtalchulo. The Gemara says it's a suffix mamon, and it should really be hamotzi mechavei alef haraya. Taisa says over here, the Yorshe Hamishaleach should keep the full $100, but they made a takana de rabbanon in this case. Every so often, in specific cases, they make a taisus and chazabatim where they collect a few cases where they made a takana of yachloiku. Even though the din should have been amotz mechaveil of harayis, sofik mamet, they made a takana to be yachloiku. This is one of the takanas. So that's what the Mishlam Melech says. What do you mean a takana? Here there should have been mitam sfek sfek. You should be moitzi the mamet, give all of the money to the Yerusha Mishin Ishtalcholo. So you see from Rashi that sveik sveik is no good to be moitzi mamon. So then the Mishlam Melech says, truth of the matter is you might read the Rashi differently. Misavkeluhu ikizchidami iloi, semicolon and a big pause, or imitzvah the kaimaloi. You don't necessarily have to read the whole Rashi as one sentence. That the chachamim are misavkeluhu, both sveikis. They're misupik where the hoylach kizchi And they're also mesupik with the mitzvah lekam dira mes. And even though you have a svek svek, it's still called the safik mamoina lekula, and it's only takoni. It could be the Rashi. Mesafkelhu, the chachamim only go on one case or the other case. They don't go on both cases. Either the mesupik on the first case where the hoylok is chi, or the mesupik on the second case where the mitzvah lekam dira mes. He says, if you want, you can press into Rashi that is not talking about a svek svek. But then the Mishnah Melech says, look at the Rashi at the end of the parak. On the top of Tezvav and Aleph, next to the last Rashi, Rashi writes the Feirush, you have a Svek Svek, and the Savkulahu, when the Gemara is giving an alternate shot, then a Chachamimam, why is Yachloku? The Savkulahu, Kerablezi, Kerabonu, Hechadimis, Nami, the Savkulahu, Mitzvah, Lekam, Dibra, Meisaloi. So Rashi writes the Feirush, they're Mesupik on A and on B, they're not Mesupik A or B. Rashi writes the Feirush, Hechadimis, Nami, the Savkulahu. The Mesupik A and the Mesupik B, both Svekers. The Rashi befeirish that you have a Svek Svek and you're not Moitzi Mamon. Svek Svek is called the Safik Mamon Lekulam Ikaradin, and it's a special takana de Rabbanon over here that you say Yachloki. That's a famous Mishlam Melech. Mishlam Melech holds that you're not Moitzi Mamon based on a Svek Svek. In Chayisha Mishpat, it's a long Shachs discussed the topic. In Shach also holds you're not Moitzi Mamon based on a Svek Svek. You have to have a raya. Svek svek is not sufficient raya. Svek svek is only good. A svek of the raya luchumin and nisa vehetos instead of one sofik. If you have a svek svek, then you go to kula. But it's not that a svek svek prevents the leiris al sofik. It's not so. We assume that's a din deraisa. There's a din, there's an institution of muchzok. The Gemara learns it out from a posik. Mi bal dram yigal shalem yagish raya aleim. Agzeris hakosuf. And based on that posik, the Gemara says you really shouldn't have needed a posik. It should have been common sense, should really dictate. What do you mean? If I'm holding on to the money and I'm not sure if I should give it to someone else, I'm going to give the money to him. Well, he's going to give it back to me and I'll give it back to him. Each one is mesupik. He's over on the sixth. Then we're going to divide it. So the Gemara says, no, the Svara should have dictated. Whoever holds on to the money should keep it. I would not have said, Mitzara Svara Yachloku. I mean, Mitzara Svara, I'm Mitzara Yachloku. But nonetheless, the Pnei Yeshua says, but there are so many Gemaras, but the Gemara adds on, Roid is not good to be Mitzi Mamun, Svek Svek is not good, Chazok is not good, Eid Echad is not good, and Migal Lahoitzi is not good. There's so many differences between Lahachzik and Lahoitzi. It must be that it's Exeris HaKosov. It can't be that it's a Svara. The Gemara said there in Baba Kama, Daf Mevavam and Beis, the Gemara said originally, it doesn't make sense to say that it's Exeris HaKosov. Common sense would dictate without a pasuk that I'm Yitzim HaChaveh Olav Harai. So the Pnei Yeshua says, that was only the Gemara's Havamina. Once you get to the Maskana, that I'm Yitzim HaChaveh Olav Harai even tells you that that Roiv is no good Lahotzi Mamin. Ein Hachim Mamin Achav HaRoiv. So for that you do need Exeris HaKosov. That's a famous, that's a Pnei Yeshua in Hanizokin, on the first half in Perak Hanizokin. It's not in Baba Kama. The Gemara is in Baba Kama, and then Baba Mabes. And the Gemara sounds like they rejected the pasuk. But you look in the Torah Tmima, and that pasuk, it's in Parsha, Mibad Ram Yigashalem, it's in Parsha's Kisisalem. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai. So he says, Aaron Bechur will paskin who? I think Aaron Bechur will paskin all the Shabbos, Mibad Ram Yigashalem. Whoever has it in Torah, Yagin Shrei Alem should bring their Rai. So that's the mocker for this halacha of Hamayt Machabeh Olav Harai. The Maskan it is. The Yushalmi says that it is based on a pasuk. It's not based on a Svar. Abshim and Shkop disagrees with the Pnei Yeshua and the Shari Yosh. He thinks that everything in Hamayt Machabeh Olav Harai, everything is Svar. So he has to spend chapters and chapters explaining how can everything be a Svar? It's a Machleik is Rav Shmuel. How can it be a Svar? And then the Gemara, then the Shittim Kovetzin says at the end of the first parak in Ksubis that in Hocham Imam and Achar HaRoiv only applies to Jews. To non-Jews, you can't be Moitzi Imamim based on a Roiv. So that's a Svara. Of course it's Xavier's not Kosev. How can you say everything is a Svara? If Shimon tries to make everything into Svaras, but it's not so. A lot of things are Xavier's not Kosev. Abchaim didn't do like that. Reb Shimon made everything into logic. Abchaim said half of the things are Xavier's not Kosev, half of the things are logic. You know, you don't have to push everything, that everything should become logic. Yeah, so that's the famous Rashi. That's the Mishnah Melech's Rashi. He claims that from this Rashi, in the Rashi, at the end of the Perek Nisabkul, you see that Svek Svek is not good to be Moitzi Mamon, Liara Muchzok, here. So what do we leave off again? On the second white line, on Yud Dalet on the base. So a Safik Mamayna should really be the Muchsud should keep it, but they made a special Takana. The Rabbanan Taisa says that it should be Yachloka. The Kan Amru, Rashi says, the Kan means Bebovo. This is a footnote that's added onto the Braisa. The Braises were written to, by Tanoim. Most of the Ruba of Tanoim lived in Eretz Yisrael. So this is a footnote that was added onto the Braisa in Bebovo. They wrote on the Kan Amru by the tiny letter Aleph in the Bach in the Gemara. The Kan Amru here in Bebovo, they added on a different Shita. Mashiyirtza HaShaliach Yasa. What does that mean, Mashiyirtza? They hold like the Chachamim Amrim Yachloiku. They hold that it's a suffix. Everything is a suffix. Everything is up in the air, like Rashi said. A suffix whether you say Halach Kischi, and it's a suffix whether you say Mitzvah Dakan Dirames. Everything is up in the air. And the Ikar Adin should really be on Moitzah Mechaber Olav Haraya. So whereas the Chachamim Amrim say they made a Takana to say Yachloiku, the Kan Amru in Babel, the suggestion was made that rather than say Yachloiku, we should make a Takana de Rabbanan that it should be Shuda de Dina. What does the Taka mean, Shuda? What does it mean? So here there's an ongoing debate, Rashi and Tosfos all over in Shas. Tosfos writes, V'kan Amru Shuda Odif. See, the Lashon before by the tiny letter Aleph in the Bach, V'kan Amru and Bavel, they said, Mashiyirtzah Shaliach Yasa. Now the Gemara calls it Shuda Odif. And the second white line, the Gemara calls that Shuda. That's the same thing. Shuda de Dina is the same thing as Mashiyirtzah. What does it mean, Shuda? Sometimes the Gemara says there's a Sufik moment, and the Ikar Adin Sufik Mamin Lekula, the Muksa keeps it, and made a Takana de Rabban, instead of leaving the Halacha Muksa, Shuda de Dina. What does it mean Shuda de Dina? So Rashi writes in a few places, it's a Sufik moment, so let the Dayanim use their discretion. They should try to figure out what did the man really have in mind? What did he really have up his sleeve? What was he thinking of? So this is, the Rabbi Natam says, how do you translate the words Mashiyirtza Shaliach Yasa? That's not Mashiyirtza Shaliach Yasa. You should say differently. Yasa Cheshman. You should. It's a birur, not a rigorous proof. It's a birur, not a rubah d'leisa kama. He should establish based on an umdana. You should make an omed, figure out an umdana, what did the guy really want? So here Taisa says, "Mikam daktik abin atam." That whatever it's so shuda the dina, ain lefarish shuda k'moshe pirush Rashi beperak alkoy saving k'subis peheg. Abishneim k'rod, mishneim shchein, mishneim talmid chachamim. The Gemara has there a case. I sold my house to two different people, and each one has a shtar, and I sold the house to two different people the exact same day. So what's going on over here? So strictly speaking, it should be achloko. They're both kone b'sof hayom. The shtar is only kone b'sof hayom. So it should be achloko. So the Gemara says over there, well, if one of them is a friend of mine, the other one is not so friendly with me, so I probably meant to sell a house to the friend. If one of them is a relative, one is not a relative, I probably meant to sell a house to the relative. One is a tamachachem, one is an amar. It's probably meant to sell it to the tamachachem. I'm not going to cheat the rabbi. I'll cheat the balabas. Obviously, this he's a character, the one who gave two shtars to two different people. Shnei shtars hayetz and bi'anecha. So the Gemara says, and what do you do, pray tell, if shneim kreidim? The both people to whom I gave a shtar, they're both my first cousins. And shneim shcheinim, they're both next door neighbors, and I get along with both of them. Shneim talmina chachamim. So then what? They didn't like the sons were rishon. What was the avera that the sons didn't? Rashi explains the whole background over here. The Blazer is cursing them out because the Blazer holds and the Mekayim Koitzim Bekerim is Kiloi HaKerim. The Chachamim disagree, it's not Kiloi HaKerim. So these B'nai Reichel used to do that. They had Koitzim growing in their Kerim, and according to the Blazer, that's an Avera. And they gave them Tochocha, and they never listened. So the Blazer says, because they were Rishoyim, the sons were Rishoyim, so when the mother died and she left instructions that they should leave all the heavy jewelry to the daughter was a Tzadekis, only the brothers were gangsters. So that's why the Chachamim said, yeah, let's listen to the mother. But not that they made a universal takana divish chimer king sunichim something. A special hayrosha in that case, because b'nei rochel tigbrei mimein. He would have been happy they should drop that before the mother died. Sure. So the Gemara is going to reinterpret the whole verse. The Gemara is going to say, that's the machloikis tanakama. And the next tana, that's the machloikis where the divish chimer king sunichim sunichim domi on that. Okay. Then out of tomorrow we'll continue. So what do we make up tomorrow? We'll have to learn that at 10:30. 10:30. Okay. Go on to the next parak. Easy. Beginning of the next parak is not so hard. just chazar on the first parent. Take a look in the Tesis. Gidl Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha. Famous Tesis. There's love on the Tesis.